We're kicking it. We are live. Welcome, one and all. Sorry for getting started a little late, y'all, but this is the Cammy Show. This is Cameos, and my name is O'Shaughnessy. Thank you guys for joining us on another one. It is Tuesday night. I am with you, as always, with my compatriots, Samson, Just Ramblin', and Fumani. Fu is in transit again, I take it? I'm just looking at a Discord bubble. That accurate?
That is a yes.
That's a yes. That's a yes. The silence is a yes. But he'll be with us in spirit. He is our token Discord bubble. So we have 1 week of news to catch you up on, right? We did this last week. Same time, same place. Catch you up on everything. Samson, we're gonna hold him off from speaking about Madam Web for an hour and a half. Hopefully. I bet this is going to be like the best segue night ever. And he's going to have segues left and right to talk about Madam Web. And we're just going to have to deflect. So get ready. Sydney Sweeney may be hosting SNL, but she was too busy to come to Cameos tonight. She had a conflict.
Wow. So you took away my first segue. I see what you did there. You forcibly took it away.
I'm just pulling them out.
Keep you on track.
It's all stuck in my web. All right. And then we got some interesting AI stuff to cap it off at the end of the night. So without further ado, Samson, take it away.
Yeah. So O'Shaughnessy took away my first segue, but Sydney Sweeney is hosting SNL on March 2nd.
That was your first story. Interesting.
That was going to segue into Madam Web.
For mind melding. Yep. Well, you can't. I took it.
I forgot who else is going to be on there. I don't really care. I don't watch this now. Anywho, some Transformers news. So it's been confirmed that there's going to be a G.I. Joe Transformers crossover, which is funny. Because the actor who is slated to be like the start of G.I. Joe, what was his name?
John Cena.
Channing Tatum?
No. Remember in the Transformers movie that came out, the Puerto Rican guy?
I forgot his name. He's from Hamilton.
Yeah.
Puerto Rican guy named Hamilton?
He's playing Bob the Builder.
He's playing Bob the Builder.
I forgot about that.
Roberto El Constructor.
What is his name, man? Anthony Ramos, right?
There you go.
So Anthony Ramos is like the intro to... Yeah, he's the intro to G.I. Joe, because in Transformers Beast Wars, or what do they call it? Rise of the Beast instead of Beast Wars. In that film, the like secret organization that is like asking him for information is G.I. Joe, right? But and now, so G.I. Joe's crossover into Transformers, which they already showed, but also Bob the Builder is part of this universe as well, because it's all like a Hasbro properties. So now we're going to have some conflicting universes stuff going on. So it's weird, but whatever.
It is, but honestly, I do not care, so long as I get to see Cobra Commander ride on Megatron into battle. It's just, give me all the stupid. I'm with it.
You guys are too easy to impress.
Yeah, I admit that fully.
Don't they own Milton Bradley too? Are we going to see some classic board games?
Candyland, but like Game of Thrones.
Exactly. All right, let's see. I don't need to save this. I guess that one of the biggest stories, they finally announced the cast for Fantastic Four. So we have, Vanessa Kirby playing, Sue Storm, AKA Invisible Woman, Joseph Quinn.
She was
as Johnny
Mission
Storm,
Impossible,
AKA Human Torch, Ebon Moss. Bakrach? I can't say names. I'm sorry. I'm like a terrible reader. I do math. But he's playing Ben Grimm. Ebon was in he's in The Bear. He's cousin.
His cousin. cousin.
And Joseph Quinn is man. I don't actually know.
He's from Stranger Things.
I don't recognize this dude at all. Hey, just for your guys' awareness, I'm sharing my screen here. We're trying something new a little bit. I got my Chrome window pulled up and I'm looking up these people. So the audience can see what we're talking about. Vanessa Kirby, baddie from Mission Impossible. Is she related to Jack Kirby, or is that just a coincidence?
I would hope it's a coincidence. Joseph Quinn was actually in Game of Thrones. He was. But yeah, I don't recognize him. And I didn't watch Stranger Things.
He was in Game of Thrones. He looks like, you know what he looks like? He looks like Samwell Tarly, but like on Atkins.
That's my name, Connor.
And then as Mr. Fantastic, we have Pedro Pascal. So it's finally confirmed. We talk about this offline all the time, but none of us are really excited about the casting of Pedro.
How do you say Fantastic Four? Like, what's it called? Like, what are they going to do? Like, the new naming? Is it going to be, what did we say earlier? What did you say? I'm not going to say the word. Fan for
something? Stick? Yeah, why don't you want to say it?
Fan for stick.
Fan for stick.
The same reason you don't want to say
secret. You know why. I'm not degrading myself to rename that. I had to get super drunk to watch Fantastic Four 2 Rise of the Silver Surfer. It was so bad. Anyone remember that dumb party scene? I do. That was the last thing I saw before I, you know, kept drinking after that. Anyway, it's a long road ahead of us. I have other problems.
Do you know who Joseph Quinn is from? Did anybody watch Stranger Things the last season?
He was Eddie Munson. Mm-hmm. Weird kid with the long hair.
I watched that.
He looks very, very different without the weird long hair and the Metallica jacket. Interesting.
Whatever. Cool casting, I guess. And also in the release, it's been speculated that the film is supposed to be set in the 1960s because in the film, the Thing is reading Life magazine. And the Life magazine has Nixon on the cover. So that magazine came out in 1963.
Are Vanessa Kirby and Pedro Pascal supposed to be related? Like, aren't they?
Supposed to be married.
Oh, they're married. She's the sister of, it would be Joseph Quinn.
Yes.
Interesting. Sorry. Yeah, I got them mixed up.
There's like a 15-year age gap between Kirby and Pascal. So
yeah, I see like that. But it's whatever.
That's Leonardo DiCaprio energy going, but okay.
Also, in more Marvel news, the Midnight Suns movie is reportedly in the works. Midnight Suns is the superhero team of what? Punisher, Blade, Doctor Strange, Ghost Rider, Moon Knight is in there. I think Black Knight, I assume. They're going to probably get Kit Harington. Is that his name? Yeah, Kit Harington. They'll probably broker him in there somehow.
This has got to be what they put Moon Knight in there for. Like, you don't just make a Moon Knight show without trying to do something with that.
It makes a lot of sense because the Midnight Suns are like a supernatural focused team. Uh-huh. So it's like there's more characters you can actually put on the world because if you played the video game that came out recently, Agatha Harkness was like an advisor to the team. So it's like you can bring in Agatha, you can bring in Scarlet Witch, you can bring in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I thought Doctor Strange was like their unofficial leader.
He is, which in the comics at least.
Kind of what I thought they were going to set up, but it seems like I don't know. It's hard to judge what the hell they're trying to do these days, but for a minute, I thought that they were building him up to go take on that part of the cinematic universe.
He's at least supposed to be the new Tony Stark, which I understand.
Right, but for these dudes, like, this is like Avengers, you know, Demon Squad.
Yeah, but he can lead that team and then lead the overall Avengers. He's Sorcerer Supreme, and then I know Benedict Cumberbatch is supposed to be down to do whatever as long as the story's interesting. Midnight Suns is probably going to have an interesting story, so I think they
got to get that Blade show first.
Yeah. Oh, this is more news. So actually, speaking of Blade, Mahershala Ali is reportedly happy with the script that they have going, which is good, but Blade will probably not come out until 2026 because of that. But honestly, I'm fine. Like, I think I was talking with some friends today about just how bad Marvel has been, writing wise. So I think it's best if everything gets pushed back as far as it needs to get pushed back.
Yeah.
They still only have those three cast members that we talked about on IMDb: Mia Goth, Mahershala Ali, and Delroy Lindo. It's the only three people.
Those are three great actors. Like, I hope they use them to the fullest.
Mia Goth from this girl. Oh, Wednesday. No.
I think she plays Pearl in some like trilogy where she's like called Pearl. Hungry for fame. Yeah. I haven't seen it. I've just seen clips of it on TikTok.
We also need a Wesley Snipes cameo. It has to happen.
Gotta happen.
Fuck is always trying to ice skate uphill.
Yeah. More Marvel news. We finally got a trailer for X-Men 97. I know Lucid's in the chat. Mm-hmm. I know he's upset at the way Rogue was changed.
They nerfed her.
Yeah, I like... So they also, with the release of the trailer, they also released like character bios and like you can see what they're going for character-wise, which is a little different from the X-Men 97 original character stuff, even though it's like a continuation of the story. Some of them are cool, like they made Morph non-binary, which is cool, but also he doesn't need to, or they don't need to look like a blob. I don't get that. They could have still looked like Morph from 97 and just been non-binary. Also, they took away his death. They're acting like they didn't die in the perceivably die in the X-Men 97 original, which I don't like, because that was like a big catalyst for the team when they thought that Morph was dead. So there's a couple other things. You can read the thing I saw it on a Reddit post. You go and read all about the new team and what they're going for.
There's a lot of fan art of Alexandria Daddario as Rogue for some reason.
I don't know why.
She was a fan cast for a long time. She has the Rogue look.
Here's the comparison. They took away all of her curves, and the internet is upset.
The internet is just Lucid. The internet equals Lucid 2 cents. He is very upset.
Cheeks in a Disney show? Come on.
They took all the cheeks out, and Lucy's 2 cents is going to boycott the show. But yeah, we'll see what happens. For me, it looks corny. I don't like to be nostalgia baited, and that's what it feels like. So
I think it's something interesting. Like, it's like we've been getting a lot of like samey kind of animation. So it's like this has an opportunity to like introduce something new into the genre. Well, not something new, just something different. Where it's like on one end, you got everybody trying to emulate the Spider-Verse style, which is awesome. And every time they've done it, it's been great. But, you know, with this X-Men show, yeah, it's very much nostalgia bait. No one's questioning that. But it gives us an opportunity to really just like take a step back and like just, it's good for the MCU at least. Like it's something that, you know, people can appreciate who've been longtime fans. And I think it's a very, like, simple way of being introduced to the X-Men for new fans. It's, like, very by the numbers, very easygoing. It's not crazy shit like Krakoa and time travel with Cable. Like, it's just, okay, here's what their struggles are. Here's what their enemies are. If you like it, we have more in store. If you don't, we'll try to impress you at another date.
Yeah, but see, we were kids, right? When all that Krakoa stuff and time travel with Bishop and Cable, all these things happened in the cartoon when we were kids and was fine. So why do you need to take all that out to try to appeal to a new fan base when we were a new fan base in 97 and it appealed to us?
Because everyone's stupid now.
We were kids. We were children.
Everything gets watered down. That's the way, like I said that facetiously, but it's like that's the way studios now perceive everything. They try to water it down as much as possible and appeal to the largest possible base. And sometimes it works, but sometimes very often it's just you give us the worst version of something that if you just trust the audience to like, okay, I can pick up on the nuances and the complications here. Let's just give us a good story. We can go with that.
Sorry, O'Shaughnessy, why are you looking at?
Hey, if anybody wants to see what I'm streaming, just pull up our Twitch. You can keep up live. My Google search, my Chrome search is going to be, the FBI agent is going to be confused as fuck.
Exactly. Also, I think we're also confused as a F, as O'Shaughnessy would say. I'm trying to watch my language.
Yeah, I don't know. Who has a one-year-old?
But more from Marvel, apparently Henry Cavill was offered a role. It wasn't Doctor Doom, as people would have thought, but he was offered something. We don't know what it is yet.
It's Captain Britain or whatever the hell his name is.
It seems so generic though.
But I think, didn't he straight up say he wanted to do that?
I mean, but that's just, it's just going to be his character in Mission Impossible in a suit. Because unless they go with the more fantastical route, but for the most part, it's just Captain Britain is an MI6 agent, the same way Captain America is part of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm.
But we'll see that. We'll see if it's true. This comes from like a Twitter user, My Time to Shine. Hello. That's their Twitter handle. So just rumors. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's not.
I doubt he's doomed because you don't pay for Henry Cavill's face and then put a mask on it forever.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
We'll see. This
article's got to be awesome.
Also, more Marvel-esque news, I guess. Spider-Man 4 is currently being written, apparently. I don't know how true that is. Especially since Sony's doing a lot of weird stuff. And I know Sony's trying to rush a lot of Spider-Man content out. So I don't know if they're really writing Spider-Man 4 or not. I can't be.
I think they are.
Yeah, I'm sure they're writing it.
Sony's weird. Sony's really annoying also.
Sony's obsessed with pushing out as much Spider-Man content as possible.
It's annoying.
Something has to, this is jumping way ahead, but like something's going to change after this Madam Web shit.
Oh, I'm not going in any type of order. I'm all over the place.
I'm just saying like that movie flopped so hard that they have to like reevaluate the way that they do things. Like they can't, I don't know. I'm curious about Kraven at this point, like how they're going to spin Kraven into this whole thing.
Don't have a docket.
I have a theory that they know these movies are terrible. They just keep pushing them out so they can maintain the Spider-Man IP.
No, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. If they don't keep making movies, they can't.
They have to make a Spider-Man movie every 5 years or the rights revert back to Marvel. So they just keep shitting out these films just to maintain all the possession of it this way.
There must be a cheaper way to do that than making $100 million movies.
Ideally, maybe they have money laundering. I don't know.
Allegedly. The Spider-Man animated movies. Like, what's wrong with the Spider-Verse movies? Why wouldn't that be enough for them to retain?
They take a long time to make.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying they have things to like fill the gap between.
Go ahead.
I was going to transition. That was a segue.
Oh, no. I was going to say, ideally, it should just be like the Spider-Verse films and then like the Tom Holland films. But for whatever, like they're trying to start their own cinematic universe and they just keep failing at every single turn. But for the most part, they just need to keep these films on screens in order for them to keep. Like, I think these films are like a minor cost in comparison to like all the merchandising they get off of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, $20 million film, but like billions in revenue from like Spider-Man book bags, lunch boxes, t-shirts, all that other stuff. Because that's what the real money is made for these characters.
Yeah, and it's sad because Sony is, they're just terrible. If they had just made a Spider-Gwen movie and then use Spider-Gwen to segue into the Sinister Six, then you'd have your whole universe. But who am I? You know, I don't. I'm just creative.
That would have been the best thing.
I'm just creative, you know, so I don't know anything.
I'm just confused how they're like dropping the ball this hard. Like I recognize that the animated movies are a completely different, you know, studio, sub-studio who's making those things over at Sony. But, like, Sony puts out good movies occasionally. It's just like, why are they so they bad?
Like what? Uncharted? You like that?
Hold on.
Yeah, they have the best track record as I have.
While Sean looks up good Sony films.
Oh, no. The first one's Madam Web. All right. So they did the Equalizer movies. They do the James Bond movies. Skyfall. Sony was the studio behind at least Skyfall. The Equalizer? That's what it says.
One James Bond movie, which is not even the best James Bond movie.
Whoa, be good on Skyfall.
Skyfall is not the best James Bond movie.
One thing I've noticed is, like, it seems like Sony only makes good films when they do collaborations with other studios. So right. It's like Spider-Verse was a fantastic film, one of the greatest animated films of all time, but they did it in collaboration with Columbia Pictures and association with Marvel Entertainment.
All right, so IMDb top 100 Sony movies, just from the top. So Skyfall is their number one. Why are these all rated? Dude, IMDb is so brutal. IMDb gave Skyfall a 7.8. All right. Even if it's not your favorite, that movie was at least a B. Spider-Man 3. Spectre, Spider-Man. Okay, so the first two Spider-Man movies. All right, this is not really helping prove my point, is it? They did Hancock, you guys. They did Men in Black. The Smurf movie. Yo, the further I get down this list, the further.
Right. I'm just going to move on.
They did Terminator. Terminator 2.
That's in conjunction with another studio, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The only way they make good films is when they have another studio come in. That's why they need. There was another article I saw that in order for them to make Spider-Man 4, they need Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
Shit. But, the further I got down that list, I was like, oh shit, Smurfs movie.
It's a terrible list, man.
It's all bad.
But also, so apparently Disney they've struck a deal with Sony. So now Sony's taking over Disney's DVD and Blu-ray business for some reason. I don't know why Sony would agree to this. Physical media is like, falling by the wayside.
Yes.
And we've also discussed before how Sony is getting rid of their digital content stuff that they have. So you just can't get things anywhere, and they don't have their own DVD or Blu-ray business for that digital stuff that they have. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming maybe they're working with Disney because they plan to do the same with their own DVD, Blu-ray stuff. So this corner of the market of DVDs and Blu-rays, so people, and that's just me, can go and buy DVDs. So they're doing this for me, I guess.
Piracy is about to come back so hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be hilarious. If you want to go buy an iPod on eBay right now,
I already have
$77 for the classic fifth generation. This is not a real listing.
Yeah, because it's not how much it costs. It's still like.
Is they going to tell you to link up in person and then try to kidnap you?
Exactly. Yeah. All right, I'm going to move on because I just don't know what Sony is thinking these days, but
they need to just stop production. And same thing Marvel needs to do is just like let the room air out for a little while.
Well, Marvel has stopped, as we've seen. So at least Marvel's.
I think Marvel lost a lot of money before they came to that determination. Sony has only put out what, three stinkers, like Mobius, Carnage. And
I mean, they've been consistently bad for a while.
Yeah, Mobius, Carnage, and now Madam Web. It's only three movies, and they definitely aren't dropping MCU money on these things. They're not; these are not like $200 million budget movies.
I don't see
If Spider-Verse made them enough.
My point is that I'm afraid that they have not learned their lesson, and they're like, Let's just see. Lower. Maybe Kraven will be there. Maybe the fourth time's the charm.
Speaking of not learning their lesson, Godzilla's is back with Kong again for some reason. And we got to see the second trailer for the film. I don't care about this movie. The first one wasn't good. So I'm just...
Yeah,
I'm,
but the first one could have been good if they just hadn't focused on the non-monster part as much. You know what I mean? Like, so if they just learned their lesson and just make this like a straight up, you know...
Hey, get rid of that whole story. Just have Godzilla
yes,
and Kong
yes.
fight for 2 hours.
I think that's agree, all anybody wants. That requires wants. A lot of CGI. Yeah. That's what they use the humans for, is to break up the CGI budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was when the visual effects studio was on lunch. We would cut to 11 going through the tunnels of some shitty-looking CIA facility. It was so bad.
That's what it is. Yeah. Now, this is another example of me being very easily satisfied, because I'm excited for this. I just want to see a giant lizard and a giant monkey fight like the Dudley Boys against whatever enemy they have.
In the center of the Earth.
Yeah.
They're going to the center of the Earth.
I want to see them 3D that other evil monkey through the Golden Gate Bridge. Like, just I don't give a fuck.
If it was King Ghidorah, I'd be excited, but King Ghidorah was the villain the first movie. So I guess it's, and I think Mothra was also in the first movie. They like kind of pulled out all the stops.
I'm surprised they didn't go with Destoroyah. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Who?
Destoroyah? Godzilla fans, they know what I'm talking about. So if you type destroy, but yeah, and at the end, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's kind of like the, let me see.
Oh, it was literally, it just came up as I was typing it in.
Gotcha.
Destroy, yeah. Oh, dude, it's destroy, a spider dragon.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't do that.
Asshole on his chest for some reason. Why does he have an asshole on his chest?
We can ignore that part.
It's everything like else literally really a sphincter, cool. Like a prolapsed butthole sitting on his chest.
I think he shoots, I almost said shoot shit, shoots beams out of there.
Shoot something.
Look, we got Panamanian Thunder straight from Panama. You're showing him dragons with assholes on their chest.
I'm not doing anything. That. I'm just clicking pictures.
Stop pulling this up.
Some of these look pretty legit. Like, honestly, this thing would look real cool if it didn't have a asshole in the middle of its chest. Like,
yeah, we could redesign it in the CGI.
Yeah. We'll fix that pull in post. Something else up. Fix that in post.
Here's what you should pull up, Sean. Madam Web.
Okay.
Pull up Madam Web because it got a 17% on Rotten Tomatoes. A very terrible film. Also, apparently, they could see in real time people returning their tickets for Madam Web, so the pre-sale value or whatever they do the metric was going down in real time as Madam Web was being released. I saw the film. I don't recommend it. And for those that don't know who Madam Web is, she is not just Lady Spider-Man. She's a mutant who can see the future. That's literally all this Madam Web is. I don't know why she has her own movie. I don't. The story for this movie doesn't even make sense. It's just complete. It's completely terrible.
Enhance.
No yeets. No yeeks. Nothing in there. I don't even know what this thing that Sean is showing. I don't even know. Because that's not in Madam Web at all. None of this is in Madam Web. Not even remotely. They even took out some of the spider suits in Madam Web. And who knows why? It's probably the only interesting part. Is seeing three Spider Women do stuff. They took most of that out.
Yeah, I was reading something that they wanted this to be a more grounded Spider-Man movie, and that was like the last thing anybody wanted. Why? We lost DeFoo. Oh no, Foo's back. All right, thank God.
I was gonna chime in, but I wanted Sam to just keep going. So sad.
It's just absolutely terrible. It doesn't make any sense. At one point, the villain is like trying to dodge an ambulance, so he jumps into it. Like, why? Why do you keep getting hit by this car? It doesn't make sense.
It's reverse psychology.
No, she was driving the same taxi that she stole in the beginning of the movie, just driving around the entire film, even though it had a dent in the hood and no tags. Why hasn't anyone arrested her? It's very clear that she stole this.
And speaking of stealing it,
for a week and coming back like nothing happened, getting the same car. How's this car still here? How'd you get back in the same taxi that you stole? Why is no one looking for this taxi?
Speaking of things people aren't looking for, the whole movie was on Twitter for like a couple hours the other day. You could just go watch the whole movie. Somebody in Panamanian Thunder just said he was going to watch a bootleg. The whole movie was on Twitter for like a couple hours. Yeah.
Like 300 yeah. Listen, Panamanian Thunder, I'm sorry, Panamanian Thunder, I know you were excited to watch the film, but nothing that you want to see is in that film. I'm telling you right now. So I know why you're excited.
We know what you want.
Yeah, just go watch Euphoria, Panamanian Thunder. That's all you want. I know who you are.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was really excited for this movie, including the people in it. Like Sydney Sweeney was in a interview where she was like, yeah, I just thought it was really cool how like Spider-Man hung upside down. So I petitioned to have that. And that was like all she could talk about with the movie was like that because one scene where she's like hanging upside down.
Right. Which is not in the movie.
It's not in the movie.
No.
Oh, no.
And she decided because she read the comics for her particular Spider-Woman. And like her particular Spider-Woman does that. They got the costumes right, also, I will say.
But she never hangs upside down?
No. The other reason she's, single moment of her.
The other reason she's excited is she thinks she's going to be in the MCU.
I don't know.
And another. No, Sydney Sweeney is a big enough star. She can be in the MCU in it. And any other.
Apparently, that's how they're casting people these days, is just going for the big stars. So maybe she's got a shot.
She'll make it. All right. But I don't
understand though. It's like from what I've seen, like the many, many clips I've seen on TikTok, it's like you have good actors and actresses. So it's like, why is the delivery so terrible? Like, why is everything so bad?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like Sydney Sweeney is a great actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just about casting. I don't think she was probably a good casting choice. I don't see her as a superhero person.
No, but she's not in the film. This was saying she's not even a hero. So her
maybe that was what they did. They cast her, and then they were like, "Oh shit, we messed up. We'll just use her for marketing, and then she won't actually be in a movie."
No. She's in the film, right? But her character is like a 16-year-old, just 16-year-old girl. So it's her acting's fine. All their actings are fine, right? Except the
pause.
The star. Except the star.
What?
She wasn't really great.
She was 16?
Yeah, she's 16 in the film.
Cancel it. It's canceled.
That's wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to move on. According to the, I forgot this article, this publication. But apparently, Mexican regulators have recommended that Amazon wall off Prime TV. Because apparently, streaming competition is being stifled due to Amazon and Mercado Libre having their algorithms open. So I assume the AIPs are like open in Mexico and people are just only using those two things. I don't know. I didn't really have a chance to look into this.
Clearly, I don't even know what to look up to back up what you're talking about.
No, so all right, the Amazon Prime TV and Mercado Libre are like the TV streaming applications in Mexico.
Okay,
but their algorithms are like just available, so. I think it's saying that like just those two entities control 85% of the market in Mexico. So regulators are just suggesting that they wall off the algorithm so that there can exist competition in Latin America, the online retailers for Latin America, because there is none.
I gotcha. So they have a monopoly on Latin America.
Well, two companies have a monopoly, which is, I guess, not a monopoly.
Gotcha. Yeah, they kind of like want to break up the banks kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. Make a little more room for the competition. Gotcha.
Yeah. Sorry. I explained that poorly, but yeah. So I know Panamanian Thunder is down there right now. He's probably literally only watching one of those two things.
He's watching us with Spanish, like we have the automatic Espanol captions on Telemundo.
Actually, no, he probably can't watch us because Amazon and Mercado Libre have the monopoly, so he can't even stream us unless we get on Amazon.
Amazon owns Twitch.
Oh, wait, never mind. I'm stupid.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to move on.
We're on Amazon, baby. Always have been.
We got another trailer for part two of Invincible season two. And again, that comes out March 14th. So a little under a month now.
Yes.
Look forward to that.
Invincible. I'm almost caught up.
Oh, yes. Yeah, good. If food, hurry and catch up. There's only 5 episodes, right? In that first half of the second season. And definitely watch the first season if you haven't. It's very fantastic. Sorry, I did this all in a terrible order. But more Sony news. Apparently the PS5 is in the latter half of its life cycle. So that basically means it's about has another 4 years of support, basically, before it needs to be replaced by a new console. Which I don't know. I think there's another PS5 thing we were talking about as well.
Yeah, they're planning on dropping the PS5 Pro by the end of 2025.
Yeah,
mostly because they want a console that can run GTA 6 with the most efficient hardware.
Hmm. The console generation that was defined by Grand Theft Auto. The last time a Grand Theft Auto game came out, it was fucking PS3. Xbox 360.
So they'll drop the PS5 Pro, and then we got another 4 years of that, and then it'll probably be a brand new system.
I don't know that it's going to be 4 more years of that. PS5 has already been out 2-3 years.
Yeah, but so it's in the latter half of its like
seven year cycle.
Right. So after the Pro, then that's what I'm saying, maybe another 4.
Well, Justin said if what Justin said is true, then it's going to be 2025, which is next year. So at that point, the PS4 is already going to be 4 years old, going on 5.
So another 3.
At best. But yeah, they messed up their projections bad. We were talking about like how much they could have messed up, because the last news that we had heard about that was that they were winning the console war. They won the console war. Everybody was buying PS5s. Nobody was buying Xboxes. And they like shattered all their projections. Like that was, I feel like we were literally just reading those stories like a month or two ago. And then all of a sudden the next thing that comes out is, whoops, we overprojected and we didn't sell as many as we thought we would. But it's just like, it's kind of crazy to me. I feel like they must have hyperinflated it. I don't know. I just don't know how they could have been off by like that much. I feel like their analysts are pretty good at their jobs generally, right? But yeah.
Or they're piss poor. Piss weak as our friend Muscles would say.
I think that, what's the name? When the consoles first dropped and you had all the reseller bots grabbing up every single product that was available,
they had to have known that.
I mean, yeah, but if you go by analytics, it just looks like everything they drop sold.
Yeah, but market scarcity, like at a certain point, the market gets saturated. That's like economics 101, right? Like there's only so many people that are going to buy it. So whether they all get bought up or not, it's not like people are buying multiple PS5s for their house. You know what I mean? In this economy? Yeah. No. it's a weird thing to me. Because I think they had to have known that sales were going to start to slow. I don't know. Maybe there was like a big chunk that they assumed would still buy the consoles that just didn't.
They could have anticipated big buying periods with like the release of exclusives. Yeah. So it's like, you know, they probably over anticipated the sales from like the next God of War.
Yeah, so that's what I was just gonna say. Like Spider-Man, they thought Spider-Man was gonna move like 30,000 consoles or something like that, and it just didn't. That's possible. Exactly. It's probably Spider-Man because that was the last big first party game that they came out with. So
Yeah.
If you're right, which I think you are definitely onto some, that would probably be it, is that Spider-Man 2 just didn't move enough, help move enough towards the end of last year. But we'll see.
Yeah. But a system that won't need help is the Nintendo Switch 2, which is supposed to come out first quarter of 2025. The Switch is always like a generation behind.
Mm-hmm. Or two.
They know their market. Yeah. Honestly, you can't. I don't even remember the game. What was it?
Was it Pokemon?
Yeah, that Pokemon game.
God. And like, Pal World Light.
Yeah, the frame rates are terrible. The Switch is just not powerful enough. But Switch 2 is coming out. I will probably get one because I get every Super Smash Brothers game that comes out.
Same.
I don't know. Didn't what's his name say that this last one was his like perfect vision of what Super Smash would be? It has the entire roster.
He always says that, and then he makes another one. That's true.
And then he drops another like truckload of money on his lawn, and he gets to work.
Yeah, literally. It's like their flagship game; they have to make another one.
It goes to show. Not powerful enough. But Super Smash looks and runs great, minus the online shit, because their online is absolute garbage. But like, the game plays very well. Mario Odyssey runs and plays way better than it has any right to. Breath of the Wild. That shit just should not look that good on a console like that. So the developers are like pouring their blood, sweat, and tears into it. But yeah, I would expect this next one is going to come out. And if they stick with the trend, then it's going to be basically running at like a PS3 Pro, Xbox Pro, whatever the last generation, they're like higher end of the last generation. That would be wishful thinking if it hit those like.
I mean, technically, they don't have to have like all that processing power because their focus is like family-friendly games.
Like, I know, but those games still need to like run not like dog shit. You know what I mean? Like they can't crash and be super buggy. Zelda, Mario, Pokemon is the exception to the rule. But that's it. Like those games need to be solid for Nintendo to be able to continue to do what they're doing.
True. People still gonna buy those games anyway.
Yeah.
Worked for Pokemon.
Yeah. Moving on. Some more Spider-Man news that I forgot. Well, not Spider-Man. It's Silk news. So if you don't know, Silk is like just Spider-Woman. It's like there's a lot of Spider people. But the Silk series that was being worked on, the entire writer's room has been scrapped, except for the showrunner, Angela Kang. So apparently they're going to overhaul the show and like have a bigger focus or focus more on like a male oriented like a viewing experience.
Silk?
A Nicholas Silk, yeah. Silk Spider Society, that's the name of the show.
Oh.
They're working on it at Amazon, but then post writer strike, they got rid of the whole writer's room.
So this is entirely an Amazon project? Like Sony's not involved?
I would assume it's like Sony in collaboration with Amazon, which means it's probably going to be good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then maybe Nicolas Cage is coming back as Spider-Noir in that. We'll see. If you don't know, Angela Kang is like she was right on Walking Dead. Maybe it'll be good. We'll see. But we'll see when they get the writers' room back together. Yeah. And sorry, Angela Kang also has like a multi-year overall deal with Amazon. I'm assuming she's Korean-American, right? Because to focus on Silk, Silk is a Korean-American Spider-Woman.
She's a great character.
Yeah. And also Amazon like ordered multiple Marvel Sony shows. So I would assume that means Amazon probably has more like Spider-Man centric or Spider-Verse centric things coming. Mm-hmm. So Maybe it'll be good. You know, maybe I'm just I don't know the word.
I mean,
pessimistic.
I think it'll be pretty good because it's like anytime they do something with animation, they do seem to knock it out of the park. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of like them not oversaturating the market, because what makes Spider-Verse so special is like we get it once in a while and it's like this wonderful GIF that like breaks up the monotony of like your regular superhero movies.
Yeah.
But it's like if we just see nothing but that,
because
they just want to keep pumping out content, it might spoil it.
Yeah. Oh, and sorry. I need to correct this because the article corrected it. They didn't scrap the writer's room. They paused it, and then they allowed writers and staffers on the series to be released to go pursue other things. Okay, sorry. Oh, so no other thoughts?
Oh, no, that was it. Like, I hope it's good.
Yeah, and also, I can't tell if it's animated or live action. It doesn't really say. Mm-hmm.
My guess is animated. I don't see them doing a live action one.
Okay, yeah, it's probably for the best. What's also for the best is canceling Superman and Lois. So Superman and Lois was canceled due to the Warner Brothers conflict of having like Superman Legacy, right? So they didn't want to have like two conflicting Superman products. Mm-hmm. But they're also okay with having two conflicting Batman ones. So I don't know.
I think that's only because the Batman was already in existence and it did great in terms of box office appeal, draw, and everything like that. So it's like, it would make sense for them to keep that going and just have it be in like the Elseworlds category. But if there's no reason to keep around Superman and Lois, because last I checked, like, it has a great following, but not enough to be like, okay, this is a mandatory keep because of how lucrative it is. It would be best to just, for the public consciousness, to keep it simple, just have one Superman out there. And that beat it.
Yeah. So we'll see. Superman Legacy comes out, what, 2025 or so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really best. So it's fine.
They would do that with like everything going forward. It's like if they can clean up the entire DCU and just have it where it's like, okay, that's just one character, one universe, so on and so forth, that even slate would be a lot better to still avoid confusion.
Yeah. Some Netflix news. We got some first looks at the Avatar, the last Airbender live action series that Netflix has. Got a fight scene of like Zuko and Uncle Iroh fighting some Earthbenders, which is kind of it's cool. They pulled like scene from scene from the animated series. Someone on Twitter did like a comparison, so they pulled inspiration from that. So that's cool, but I'm still not watching this. There's also another trailer that you can check out. Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I'll watch like a couple episodes, see how I feel.
You can watch Madam Web, but you can't watch this.
Yeah, I got to give it a chance for the people. People need to.
I feel like you hate watch things to like, I don't know, just like it's like your penance to yourself for something. Like you're in a like thing with a whip.
I'm a terrible person.
So I deserve this.
I'm like, oh, what's that guy on Castlevania who would like he'd whip himself?
Chastise himself? Yeah.
Yes, because he hated humans and he was a human.
So yep. Yeah, that's a perfect analogy. That is you going to see Madam Web without the Dune bucket.
All right, move on. All right, we got the trailer for Civil War. It comes out April 12th, and that's the A24 Civil War film, which we thought was like a what do we think it was? Like a January 6th?
If the insurrection was successful. It still might be.
I will see this, though. A24 has like a track record.
Yeah.
I'm really curious about how they're marketing this, so I just watched that trailer, the new one. They keep posing this thing as like a very tense, like almost like a horror thing, which I get is like A24's, you know, MO. Not that they don't do other stuff too, but It's weird. Uh-huh. It seems to me like it's going to be, I don't know, like an action drama kind of movie.
Yeah,
but probably. The trailers are making it seem like a horror thriller suspense kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like just the trailer, I don't think is what the movie is going to be like.
It's probably closer to suspense.
It kind of has like a Last of Us vibe, where it seems like you have
the plot
like this
does. Yeah.
Yeah, like this crew who's like journeying through Civil War America.
They're journalists. It's a bunch of journalists covering. Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
So kind of like World War Z, not the film, the book, if you've ever read it.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So I could see that. That'd be pretty cool.
Right. And that to me would be fitting of like a drama action movie. You know what I mean? Like it's a story of these people going and telling different stories across the country from both. It'll definitely be from both sides. The way that they're marketing this movie, they're making it seem really intense and scary and like on the edge of your seat kind of thing. And I don't think it's going to be that kind of movie. But we'll see. Time will tell. I'm interested too. A24, great track record. Like you said, I'm in.
I want to see what causes California to join forces with Florida.
And Texas.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll definitely watch that.
Speaking of Floridians.
Also, something else that was interesting. So there was like Batman Beyond concept art. For like a Batman Beyond animated film, they pitched it, and it was a pitch by the director of director Patrick Harpin and production designer I think Yuki Demers, and they both are from Across the Spider-Verse. The producer behind it also is the producer of Across the Spider-Verse, but he's also a producer of a lot of other things that aren't good, but he produced a lot of stuff. He used to be a Marvel CEO, and he has a couple good things, but a lot of not good things. But the concept art looks very good, and when they pitched it, at first they were like, the studio was like, we probably won't make this, but after they pitched it, they were like, you know what, actually, we might have to do this. And you can take a look at the Sean's not playing yet. But
what? The concept art, I can. Hold on.
Yeah, the concept art actually looks, this is like the one thing you actually should pull up instead of just Sydney Sweeney.
I was pulling up Spider-Man, Silk Society, and then we ran out of stuff I had stuff to show for. So what was this?
Hey, ain't that wrong to take a few looks at Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. This is the concept art for the Batman Beyond animated film. Gotcha. It looks really good, and it has like that like Across the Spider-Verse look and feel. I know anyone like that grew up in the 90s and early 2000s loves Batman Beyond. It's one of the best like Batman cartoons. The Batman original cartoon is fantastic, but Batman Beyond is like genius. Terry McGinnis is fire. So just to have, if they make a Batman Beyond animated film, yeah, take all my money.
You said anime or animated film?
Animated film.
So and I was looking up some fanfic shit on Pinterest. Okay.
Yes. There you go. Gotcha. Find the concept art. I guess you can't jump in our Discord and stuff.
No, I cannot jump in the Discord because I'm currently sharing the Discord. So yes. I'm having to go off of your crazy descriptions of these stories. All right.
Yes, but that is like,
this reminds me very much of Spider-Verse.
It looks beautiful.
Interesting.
So like I hope they do make it, and it sounds like they got a lot of like support and enthusiasm after they showed the studio their concept art and pitched the animated film.
Man. I would be so hype for a
like that. Look at that! It's beautiful.
Would they get the original voice actor? Is that what they were trying to do?
McGinnis? Yeah, that would be great.
Well, that I don't know. So these are just concept.
Because it was a great. His vibe was great.
Yeah, that would be good though.
James Gunn needs to send a team of like DCU producers to rappel through these animators' windows and abduct them. I don't see Sony letting them go otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. But the producer behind this concept art is the same producer for Across the Spider-Verse. So I doubt that Sony has like a
monopoly on
them. Yeah, they don't have a monopoly on them. Probably when they're done with the last Spider-Verse film, they're free to just do whatever they want. And if they've already pitched this and they already have money behind them for it, I think we're good to go. So I look forward to this coming out. So that'll be amazing. So two more things and we can get into our main topic. First thing, Garrett Morris, he got his Walk of Fame, his Hollywood star. He did a little Hollywood Walk of Fame speech. And if you don't know, Garrett Morris is from Jamie Foxx Show. Yeah. He was from Martin. He plays Stan Martin, a legendary comedian, actor. Yeah, legend. He's 87 years old. So good for him. Glad he got his star.
Oh, this guy. Yes. What do I know him from?
Jamie Foxx Fox Show.
Nope. was he on the Chappelle Show at all? Did he like have a cameo on there?
Probably. Yeah, Garrett Morris has been an issue for a long time.
So let me see. Yeah.
Yeah, just congrats to him. Yeah, getting that star.
He was on Shameless.
Nah.
No, we're running things. Two Broke Girls, maybe you know him from there.
Okay, you can't just name other shows of white people in them and just assume.
This is us. I know you watched it.
There you go. This is us, Coneheads.
What do I know this dude from?
We gave you all the things that you would have watched.
Saturday Night Live. Nope.
He's in Ant-Man somewhere. A cameo in Ant-Man.
Married with Children.
How High? I don't know.
Maybe it was. He was the cab driver in Ant-Man. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Of all the names to know.
Nah, I don't think so.
Cab driver in Ant-Man. You're missing out, man. If y'all haven't seen any Garrett Morris things, go watch him. Look him up. Watch all the things he's in. He's great.
He was
he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's in a lot. He's been in the industry for a very long time. So
he was on the Wayans Brothers too.
Yeah. So very much deserved for him. And then our last thing before we get into our main story, we have the Borderlands like poster and also the teaser trailer. I don't know why do you give a teaser trailer when the trailer comes out tomorrow? So trailer comes out for Borderlands tomorrow, and Kate Blanchett, Kevin Hart, Jack Black,
Bobby Lee,
Ariana Greenblatt. Florian,
who's Montague
and Jamie Lee Curtis are starring. But this is also from the producer of the same producer that brought us Across the Spider-Verse and all these other things is bringing us Borderlands. But that producer also did Uncharted and.
Ooh, okay, coin toss then.
Yeah, like Venom and the Amazing Spider-Man movies. I'll be honest, Kevin Hart can't act, so this already doesn't look.
Wait, great. Kevin Hart can't act; he just acts like himself.
Yeah, he's so you know that Netflix thing he was in. Mm-hmm. His it was him and Wesley Snipes
when he was like a single dad.
Or and Wesley Snipes' character was his brother, and then like.
I think
a bunch of stuff happened. That was like the best performance I've ever seen from Kevin Hart.
I saw like a clip of him, like I think he was walking into like this meeting where he was like couldn't fend for his child. He didn't know how to like change diapers or anything, and he was like seeking support from the moms that were there. And it was movie he was in, but it was pretty well acted.
So he has two good performances.
This is such a weird casting for so many different reasons. Like Kevin Hart being Roland. Is obviously just a meme cast, but then like Kate Blanchett as Lilith, like she's very much older than the character in the first game. Mad Moxie by Gina Gerson.
Yeah, I think they just needed names to put in the film.
Yeah.
Right? So they kind of just cast who was available. I love Jamie Lee Curtis, though. She's
Bobby Lee is playing a new character that was not even in the games named Larry.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm not watching it.
This seems like it's going to be so bad.
Yeah, I'm good. Actually, I have to watch it. It's for the people.
I mean, I'm middle of the road on it. I think Kevin Hart is the only weird casting, but it's like Jack Black as Claptrap fits. Florian Matinow as I think plays Krieg.
Krieg.
Yeah, he's a good choice. Cate Blanchett is a bit older, but she has the acting chops to pull it off. So
I guess
probably just a different version.
Gina Gerson.
I don't want to be like nostalgia baited, right? Just stop giving me IPs that I love and turning them into films, but just making bad films because you have an established fan base. And you just, let's just churn something out because it's easy money. Like, nah, man.
I mentioned in the chat earlier, like, I think Borderlands would have been a great animated show, but for adults, like Vox Machina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
They should have gone in that direction.
They could have done that.
Right. Yeah, what do we know? We're just, we're just creative.
Yeah, just creative. That's it. It's not like we can totally rebuild the MCU and fix all these other franchises with the
right amount of money. They're gonna start using our ideas and we're gonna be like, hey, wait a minute, did you say that?
These guys are on something. Oh, sorry, one more thing because I forgot about it. Helldivers 2 is apparently past GTA 5's all-time highest player count on Steam.
Broken the internet.
It's breaking a lot of things because you can't even log into the game right now.
It's broken itself.
Also, Palworld is apparently broken as well, even though no one's playing it anymore. The servers are like...
Oh, no way. Those two games are popping off. Here, I'll pull this up. Look at this.
Pull it up.
Look at this.
The player count Helldivers 2,
concurrent players right now, at this moment, 456,000.
Right, but
that's why you can't get in.
But what about Palworld? How many concurrent players for Palworld?
183,000.
Down from the 2 million or whatever it was.
I mean, that was expected. Like, the hype would die down. People would beat the game.
Yeah, people beat the game.
People will already beat
the game. We know people who beat the game. We're friends with people who beat the game.
Right. I would say less people playing the game isn't working as well. It's crazy.
Power World's highest concurrent.
That's what y'all love, though.
Yeah. I just like this trend of smaller studios completely dunking on AAA studios just because they pump out quality games. Like, I want to see more of this.
Yeah. Pal World's all-time peak was 2 million people, which is insane.
Didn't it beat Counter-Strike and all those others?
I don't know that it beat Counter-Strike. It did. It did. Yeah, Counter-Strike's all-time peak is 1.8 million.
Well, now you know the trick to this is take an existing IP and make it like a janky version. And turn into a game. So Power World is very clearly Pokemon, and Helldivers is apparently Starship Troopers. So
it is. It's
Marvel Snap.
Marvel Snap. Yeah. How many concurrent players does Marvel Snap have?
Let's see. Here. I still play that.
Marvel Snap right now, it doesn't even have numbers. It's not even ranked.
I'm playing. That's what matters.
There's seven.
It just says seven. No, there's actually almost 5,000 people playing right now.
That's crazy.
There are dozens of us.
I'll be playing bots. Amazing. All right, so now into our main topic. And our main topic is AI.
I got to pull this up. Okay, so this is something to show.
Go ahead. Apparently, there is a new... AI coming to the streets, and it's called Sora, named after the Kingdom Hearts Sora.
Yep,
clearly
they must be a fan.
But it is apparently capable of creating video. Taylor Swift fans beware, because someone very
Swifties very never safe again.
Not safe.
They need to beware of the Swifties, because these women are ferocious. And abundant.
But go ahead, talk about it.
So to give you a summary, we all know ChatGPT. We use it to draft our work emails, not me though. I'm a good employee. Essentially, for the longest time, they've been trying to generate first text, then they moved to pictures. Now they're moving on to video. At first, the videos were terrible. You could look online and find like terrible versions of like Will Smith eating spaghetti, and it looks like just pure nightmare fuel. It's the most horrific shit you've ever seen. He's distorted. The spaghetti's like merging with his flesh. Like it looks like Lovecraftian. But this year, they perfected it with Sora, and the CEO, Sam Altman, announced it on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it these days.
Yeah,
who knows? It's Twitter. And
Twitter,
my bad. AI needs to figure out what the hell to call Twitter. That's what I want AI to do.
Well, he announced it on Twitter, and it just completely blew up. And he started taking prompts from whoever commented on his initial tweet. And whatever he put into this new Sora generator, AI generator, it wasn't perfect, but it was scarily accurate. It was crystal clear. It was 4K. And pretty much whatever your mind can imagine, and you can see why this might be a bad thing.
It looks
pretty
really much good.
That AI was able to make.
Yeah, so I got it pulled up right now, and I'm going through, and you can see, if anybody's watching this, the prompts are down below the videos. So in this one, it's a movie trailer featuring adventures of a 30-year-old spaceman wearing a red wool-knitted motorcycle helmet, blue sky, salt desert, cinematic style, shot on a 35-millimeter film with vivid colors. And here you go. This is... not
that looks beautiful.
This is not a thing that somebody else did. This was completely created by an AI.
And it works pretty quickly too. Like it takes a few minutes.
That's even crazier.
100 horse-sized ducks or one duck-sized horse.
But right now they're just taking advantage of showing this off. I mean, some of these things are crazy, and you will. One thing that I noticed right away was the things that look really good are things that there are videos of, right? Because the AI can just take those videos and images, and then like the better source reference that it has, the better thing that it can put out. So like I have a picture of a bird put up. Yeah. And I know. And that's the thing is like, how do you cite your sources? You know what I mean? Because they're just scrubbing the internet for a lot of these things. A lot of these
things
are.
That's why they have if there were like a court case brought, they have the precedence of Google, because Google just scrubs the internet and they just give you this bunch of images if you search it.
It benefits the people, right, that are hosting those websites, because they get traffic from Google going out and scrubbing, right? So Google go out and scrub, and it'll be like, oh, hey, this internet, this website has a reference to what you just talked about three times. And then all of a sudden you go and click on that website, and then that person who runs that website gets the clicks. You know what I mean? So like it works both ways. But in this case, there's not really credit. You know what I mean? Like whoever... Mm-hmm. made this logo on this flag that this generated image is pulling from, it's not credited anywhere. And the AI is not going to do that. So I'm curious if that's going to be something that is going to be mandated moving forward. It's like all the sources that have been pulled in, and then the AI has to be smart enough to say like, hey, I pulled in these sources from here and I made these tweaks. I feel like that's going to be sort of the next evolution of this, is like citing the sources intelligently, saying how they were manipulated and used, with like an easy way for people to be like, oh shit, okay, I like the original design for that. Let me click on this link to take me to their stuff. You know what I mean? Like that is how I could see this working in like a symbiotic way.
I agree. Only thing is, I don't think anybody in the artistic industry is going to be okay with that.
Yeah.
I think they will if they get the credit and they get some kind of compensation from it. You know what I mean? Like
then the more this use, the closer you get to getting rid of their jobs.
Yeah.
But the AI still has to have stuff to reference.
Yeah, but eventually you give it enough to reference, it'll be able to do it itself.
I can tell you right now, every studio on the planet is salivating at the thought of being able to make instant content using this.
Yeah. Yes, yes, but the content has to have a source. Like it can't come from nothing. That's why it's not really artificial intelligence in the way that it's like you can come up with your own thought, like a thought that nobody's ever thought before. This has to have a frame of reference. And so
they already have a frame of reference, right? Yeah. All these studios have content and digital libraries that the AI can just go back and use, right? All this stuff already exists. So just pull from like countless years of Disney media or Sony media.
Yes.
Or Columbia Pictures.
Yeah, but that's finite. That will dry out eventually.
What if the AI starts creating itself?
I just don't think we're there yet. We're not there.
Yeah, by the time like the AI learns from all this other stuff, it'll be at a place where it can just create.
Infinite numbers of generations and then draw from that infinitely. Like
someone writes a prompt for Cherokee DS to
it's coming. Bounce.
It's gonna be there on this open AI thing.
The stopgap is gonna be
you put a Cherokee out of a job.
The regulation, if any, is gonna be you gotta have a source for your reference. Like you can't have your AI just going out there scrubbing the internet and putting this shit together without any, you know, responsibility, credibility, or, you know, culpability. It has to be able to like say where it got its shit from. It's got to be able to reference it. And then it's got to have some kind of like in the way that Google drives web traffic to those places where it's doing those web searches from. I feel like the optimistic view is that this will have to do that for those artists, those content creators. It'll have to like pay. This is where this shit originally came from.
Pay them? What are you talking about?
Allow me to provide the pessimistic view. While you are correct, I can see that happening for ChatGPT. There are going to be thousands of other versions of AI on both the regular web and the dark web that have infinitely more capabilities because they're going to reduce restrictions and allow people to pretty much type whatever they want and use whatever aggregated content they want. And at that point, it's like, this feels very much like Pandora's box. Like, we do not go back to a time before AI anymore. Like, there's no way that this just, I don't see, like, I see amazing things coming from it, but I also see an equal amount of bad. So it's like, I feel like content creators are going to get taken advantage of. Artists, like, out of a job. And good God, the amount of porn we are about to see on a level never seen before.
Or Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Right. It's like, you thought the thing with Taylor Swift was bad. It's like, imagine what it's going to be like now.
Yeah, with the videos.
I mean, all that stuff already exists, and no one's credited for it, including the porn, right? The porn already exists. But like, I don't see anyone lobbying lawmakers to make sure that artists are paid fairly. Right, it's probably going to be the opposite, where they lobby to have, you know, this open AI have the ability.
It's like a tertiary concern. It's like the first concern is like safety and public image. So I think the first thing they're concerned about is
we live in America.
Senators and the congressmen are out there looking at those Taylor Swift pictures, being like, oh God. That could
they
be
don't
me.
Care.
They're afraid that that'll be them.
To your point, I think the moment somebody types Nancy Pelosi pegging Donald Trump into one of these AI generators, there's going to be a new bill on the floor by the end of that night.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Not suggesting anybody do it.
That's not even going to be AI. I mean, that happens, so they don't have to generate that.
It's only a matter of time.
I don't know if anyone in this country cares about any safety concerns. They had us eating yoga mat bread from Subway.
No, they care about their concerns, not our concerns. I mean, that's how it'll be spun. But like, there's public image out there. Like, people who care about things, who have money to make shit happen, don't want to see themselves get Taylor Swifted in 4K.
See themselves, but that doesn't mean they want to see people like artists being paid for anything.
It doesn't have to do. You're talking about the artists getting paid. I'm saying that's not even on the radar. That's not.
That's not happening at all. This never won't be a concern. The only concern is making sure public figures and lawmakers can have their images.
And then the other thing is...
There need to be like revenge porn laws. The same way it applies to like you can't take someone's pictures and put them on the internet without ramifications.
I think another big thing is misinformation, which, you know, the porn thing is a specific incident, like example of misinformation. But like being able to generate like Russia shoots nukes off and like just create some very realistic looking, you know, event that causes some kind of public outcry. You know what I mean? Like that's an extreme example, but like
you could. Why would they care about that?
Because it could cause huge. Okay, I just said an extreme example of like if something like that went viral overnight, like that would be.
Like hypothetically speaking, let's say
they don't care. Nobody cares.
But think about it. Okay, let's say there is another like police shooting. Like they gunned down another innocent black man, but they are able to AI generate a different version of what went down and make him seem like he was the aggressor in that situation. Right. You can warp media
immediately within 3 minutes.
Media is already warped.
Yeah, but this is a whole to a whole new capacity. Yeah. This is like
ultra reality.
Yeah.
Listen, I have no faith in humanity or in our lawmakers or anything like that. I don't think anyone cares about anything but money. We live in a capitalistic society and without ethics.
Yeah, but it's the people.
You are talking about are ethics, right? If it doesn't serve them, they don't care. But so none of these things.
Think about the first election with Donald Trump, how Russians came in and started fucking around with Twitter and putting out tweets and using bots to like put misinformation into the American zeitgeist. So what if other international enemy actors started doing that exact same thing, but with video? But the American government would have an impetus to go and make laws to prevent this because now all of a sudden they're attacking their bottom line.
You don't think that happens now already?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They didn't stop it the first time, and it happened. Like Fu said, it happens now. So why would they?
Yeah, but this
why would they then stop it when they have OpenAI video?
It's just in a new caliber, and it's new. It's way more accessible than it was before. Like, sure, video augmentation and stuff like that 100% happened before. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying, like, you could get a small little army of Anon spun up overnight and go spread some campaign that has fucking West Virginia making that Civil War movie a reality by morning. You know what I mean? Like, it's not as hard to imagine that kind of thing happening when the tools are just so easily accessible, I think is the thing. And I don't think that's an ethical concern. It's like, there's money tied up in all that too. You know, everybody has a lot to lose when it's a wild west out there.
Do they? Because gun sales will be up.
The NRA is campaigning for open AI.
One positive. But the actual absolute chaos that would ensue over something like that, like, it does not benefit the bottom line. Like, they want to keep people chill and complacent. I don't think they want people going buck wild off of whatever media, well, false media is put out there that they can't control. This is something that you are giving control to just anybody on the internet to put anything they want out there. And if you do that, I don't see how like some sort of law gets enacted and just keep things, you know, just complacent.
I doubt it. Go ahead, my bad. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, like, that same logic happened when GPS was found out, right? Everyone, you know, they was used strictly by the military. And then, you know, everybody found out because, you know, there were a billion satellites. It's like, oh, well, now we got to share this. And it's like, eventually, you know, everything lined up okay afterwards. So it'll all work out.
I'm just a pessimist and I have no faith or trust in the government or lawmakers or anything or people.
Yeah. You're not going to find people like wearing Oculuses, like running outside into the park naked, like, what is real?
You might be surprised. I love it. I care about the implications on like my media, right? I don't want to start seeing a bunch of like AI generated videos.
I think in the future, there's going to be two forms of content. There's going to be regular, which is like going to have some sort of AI generated. And the other is going to be like organic, the same way we have
organic, with food. Organic content. You're going to have to go to Whole Foods to get your like home cooked movies.
Like, that's the, but this is going to become our norm. We can rally and try to fight against as much as we want to. But ultimately with AI, I feel like AI is going to win because of how accessible it is, how quickly it mass produces. And we all know, I'm on your side with the pessimism, but we know companies and corporations want the simplest solution for the maximum amount of dollars. And this is it. So it's like, there's always going to be a market for people who are like, I want real artists, I want real writers, real directors, so on and so forth. But there's also going to be those people who are just like, I want content. I want it fast. I want it now. I want a new season of Game of Thrones, and I don't want to have to wait 2 years for it. So just type it in the chat, GPT, and I put it on my screen before the night is through.
So there is some, I'll let you guys check this out yourself if you haven't already, but it's weird, like how good this looks when it's messed up. It's like uncanny. So like in the bottom example, if you scroll all the way down to the videos, it goes through some examples of like where they have room to improve. And it just is fucking bizarre. Like in this one example I have pulled up right now, they're like excavating a plastic chair, but it's like fucking up, but it looks real. It doesn't look like CGI. It just looks like a real plastic chair that is not behaving in a way that makes sense, but everything else in the video makes sense. It's some weird uncanny shit. And something I was thinking about when I was looking through this was in the future, I'm imagining there are going to be like video detectives who look for little inconsistencies, and they're going to become so minute in the future that they're going to become almost impossible to spot. But it's like, like that scene in the glitch in the Matrix where you see the cat, like the black cat, go back to back. It's just gonna be one small little thing, and you're gonna be like, something's off, like something's fucked. And you're just gonna have to look for these tiny little things in the big picture to be able to differentiate that content. Because like, to just Rama's point earlier, there's 100% going to be large language and video models out there on the dark web that just do whatever for whoever about whatever, with no regulations around them. But this is just crazy.
Yeah. It's like currently there are a bunch of like ways to figure out what's AI and what's not. Obviously, the most prominent one are like imperfections, but there's like something within the data, like they have like artifacts in the images that, you know, actual like internet sleuths would be able to uncover if it got to the point where like, you know, it transcended the human eye. But as like you said, like after a certain point, it's going to perfect itself. Like think about from the first moment we heard about like ChatGPT or Midjourney image generators up until now. In that short period of time, this is how far we've come. So imagine what 5 years from now is going to look like. It's going to be indistinguishable from any other actual recorded video.
Yes and no, because there is also a thing of like diminishing returns. I mean, think about how long video games stagnated. Like they're starting to look good again in a new light because of Unreal Engine 5. But it's like, think of the leaps that there have been since, you know, like GTA whatever, 5 to now. How many years has that been? And how much better do games really look? They look pretty good, but it's like, do they look that much better? You know what I mean?
They do look decently better. I agree with that. But it's like, I think AI is advancing much, much quicker.
But I think everything hits that scale. Like technology just does this, and then it starts to plateau. That's my point. Okay.
I mean, hopefully. But I don't know, but I'm worried because this shit is wild.
I totally
agree with that.
I just say expect lawmakers to not care. And we're going to start seeing less and less real creatives.
I mean, they were about to step up. But I think they said they introduced bills when the whole Taylor Swift Kansas City Chiefs thing happened.
Yeah, that's because everyone's a Swiftie. So Swifties.
Yeah. All, like, of Congress. I mean. All
if
of Congress.
Something big enough happens, I think
Congress will. All the Congress people. Immediately, the Swifties are on it, so we got to get Swifties behind getting creators paid. AI is taking over. It was turned to the Matrix for real, Sean.
Maybe
hide in stores.
Sony will just use ChatGPT and Sora to make Spider-Man 4. Maybe that's what they'll do.
They're going to use it to make the Black Cat movie that they scrapped.
New joke, but I genuinely believe we're about like 5 to 10 years away from that, actually.
I believe it. I believe that. Yeah.
I believe you guys it. Know that there's like chat, there's like AI movies out there, right? AI documentaries.
Like that are made by an AI?
Yeah.
Really?
I was just looking at one the other day, and like the trailer they had on IMDb almost made me throw up because it was like moving so fast.
Oh.
AI tipping point, AI unveiled. AI created documentary.
Oh, bingo. I found it.
All right.
I'm going to send this to the Discord. I know we're almost done, but it's like, you know.
Yeah. What's it called?
I just shared the link to the Reddit and Discord.
Can you tell me? I can't pull up the Discord.
So you would want to Google crap. How do I go to my history in my browser?
Well, I might be able to pull it up on my phone.
Yeah, just go to the IMDb link that's there in the Reddit.
Gotcha.
There's like a like they have embedded videos in IMDb. If you go to the trailer there, it's pretty wild. I don't know how you're twitching right now.
Why are there three movies about Jesus?
Wait, AI? Made by AI?
Yes. Is Jesus real? Jesus, facts about Jesus. Is God real?
Oh, God, this is going to get so bad.
I'm not watching these.
You got to do it for the people. No. Don't bitch out now. You got to do it.
The Saddam one. Was the one?
Oh, that I Saddam saw Hussein. One. Oh, I see. Oh, dude.
Are you able to?
Yeah, this is horrible. Yeah, that is 100% giving me like car sickness. Yeah, but that's not a movie. Those are a bunch of still images with panning.
Here, that's the trailer for the actual documentary.
Oh.
This is terrible.
The Witch
Hunt is bad now, but in 3 years, it's going to have David Attenborough commentary. Just the most top tier quality you can imagine.
Do you think like kids are going to be like just like speaking like AI, like just nonsensical like constructs because that's what they've been seeing online?
As the owner of an 8-year-old who watches this thing called Skibbity Toilet, yeah,
Skibbity Toilet. When you told that to me, I was like, why are you saying those words like that? Like they mean something. I was like, what?
We're all going to be speaking Simlish soon. Great.
Yeah. All right. Well, in the meantime, we will enjoy our human created content and we'll bring you all of those news and updates every Tuesday on Cameos. And then when it becomes AI generated, we'll cover that too, because that'll probably be pretty funny. Yeah. Weird.
Oh, yeah. Also, sorry. Thursday, Netflix's Avatar comes out. So check it out or whatever.
Check it out or whatever. Whatever.
And then next week, Doom 2 comes out.
Yes.
Actually, do check that out. Go watch it.
Going to see it.
Get your bucket.
Get your buckets.
Bring lube.
Nope, yeah. That's what the popcorn butter's for.
Be a Dune 2 March 1st or February 28th if you go see it on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh,
yeah.
Check it out.
I'm excited. I might rewatch the first one before because I don't know. It's been a while. But
The first one was on Netflix. I think they removed it last week. You might.
I think it's on Max. I think it's still on Max, right?
Yeah, check Max.
Yeah,
it should still be on Max. So yeah, check out Max. Watch the first one. I think also the original, 1987.
Don't watch Dune. That. Don't watch that.
Don't well, watch if that. You want to watch it, it's also available. Also,
talk about AI generated movies. That was like an AI generated movie. That shit was nightmare fuel. Just saying. If you don't take, if you don't believe me, go watch it yourself. You'll see.
Yeah, well, read a book then. Go read the book. Dune is also a book. Feel free to just read the book.
Like a nerd.
Yeah, like a nerd. Be a nerd and read something.
I read it. I read it again recently. All right, y'all. It's been real. Thanks for talking Doomsday AI. I'm going to go try to log into Helldivers. See how that goes. there are currently like 500,000 people trying to play that game. So let's just go play Power World again, guys.
Servers don't work. So it'll...
All right, y'all.
Yeah, it's not working.
Well, we'll be here working next Tuesday. Yeah. Live on Twitch. Thank you guys for hanging out. It's been fun as always. We'll catch you on the next one. Kickity kick.
We'll have Avatar First Thoughts.
And yeah, no more Dune news because I'm not gonna watch any more Dune trailers. So, yeah. All right, y'all.
All right.
Peace.